Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we are going to continue to monitor whatever the hell is going on at not only KCI, but now the airports in Dallas, where radars and radios are down. Those are the two that we know about. By the way, Dana broke that news this afternoon.
Well, EJ Becker broke it from 6,000 feet.
You heard it here first.
You know, and at first we thought, okay, well, wait, what does that mean? Does it mean the systems are down at KCI? No, it means the systems are down within the system that clears the people as they are approaching into KC airspace.
We don't fix news. We break it.
The downtown airport was affected. We know that KCI is on a one plane in, one plane out policy right now, which means there are a whole bunch of people stranded in Omaha as we speak. Some listeners have said they just got diverted. They were supposed to come in. One of them said they were coming in from St. Louis and got diverted to Omaha.
Now, Scott, you had mentioned, is this some sort of hack? It would be affecting many more airports than just three.
But Sam, we don't know that it hasn't.
That's fair.
We just learned about Dallas because of CNN.
20 minutes ago, listener Carl just wrote, we just landed. We circled for 30 minutes.
That's not bad.
My nephew's flight from Arizona to Kansas City was just diverted to Omaha. They are sitting on the plane, not able to get off. Here's another one. My brother was coming in from Atlanta, diverted to Omaha, but is now en route to Kansas City. We just landed in St. Louis waiting to fuel, writes Regina. We are now heading in.
Are these people texting us from the airplane?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, they have Wi-Fi on airplanes now.
I'm flattered that people are listening to us.
And listen to this from Billy. I love this. Thank you for covering this. We're at KCI now. There's no sharing of any information going on here.
Huh. Well, like I said, we don't fix the news.
Well, it seems like a technical issue that is not affecting the entire flight side or the traveler side of the airport completely.
All right. And if it were some sort of hack on consistent systems that are shared across many airports, again, we would
know. We'll monitor. We'll let you know if there's an update. All right. I went to bed at 2:30 this morning.
What happened to going to bed early?
Every night, Sam, 9 o'clock, 8:30. You know, I couldn't even make it to the Bills game. I was like, you know what? Let's go to bed.
You take your sleepy time tea?
Nope. Oh. And then we get in there and Carrie texts me about a show that just came out that I put an alert on. You know how you can set an alert on Netflix or Prime and say, yeah, remind me when this is starting. I remember setting an alert because I thought that looks really good. Mm-hmm. Carrie just writes, OMG, have you started this? Then when I teased this last hour, my friend Amy wrote back and immediately, I didn't even tell Amy I watched it. Immediately she wrote, you're talking about Black Rabbit, aren't you?
I've heard about this one.
Scott Parks.
Dana Wright.
I looked up at the clock. It was 2:30 in the morning and I thought, can I binge this entire thing until 6 a.m. Hmm. It is Justin Bateman, who's one of the greatest actors of our time.
Jason Bateman.
Jason, pardon me, that's his sister, Justine. Jason Bateman.
She's great, too.
And Jude Law play brothers in New York. And I'm just going to tell you loosely, one of them has his act sort of together, and Jason Bateman does not.
So I saw him on Morning Joe. That's why I knew the name of the show.
Yep. He looks homeless. He has a beard. He's got long, greasy hair.
They interviewed him yesterday on Morning
Joe. God, it is good.
And played a clip, and I was like, wow, that looks really good.
If you liked Ozarks, run, do not walk. So, or The Bear, about the world inside of restaurant ownership. So they own a nightclub restaurant
in New York City,
and then enter someone with a gambling debt, and I will just leave it at that. And you know what happens in big cities, Scott, when you start owing like $140,000 to the mob?
Fingers end up getting put into cigar cutters.
You are so accurate. You do not even know what you just said.
You don't get to keep your kneecaps.
It is so stressful.
Was I right about fingers and cigar cutters?
There is an incident involving a finger, and you're rooting for them, but also they have made some really poor decisions.
Haven't we all?
Anti-heroes.
Yes, Dan. Yes. And I am on number four.
There are eight episodes.
Carrie stayed home yesterday and just binged it. Hmm. It was raining.
All eight?
She just blew through. I think she's on five.
It literally just came out yesterday.
It has to have a 100% Rotten Tomatoes score.
The Rotten Tomatoes 63%. Score is 63%.
No way.
Roger Ebert.
So good.
Yeah, Roger Ebert gave it a 1.5 out of 4.
1.5 out of 4.
Wow. Oh, he's lost his mind,
well,
you guys.
He's dead, but.
The acting is so good. And let me tell you this. If you liked Ozark, remember at the beginning of Ozark, they would show like a crest with four symbols in it. Okay.
Yeah, little icons. Little icons in the show
that would be teasers of something you're going to see. Jason Bateman is actually the executive director and one of the producers, and so is Laura Linney of Ozark fame.
Oh.
And at the beginning of Black Rabbit, just in the intro, there is this black kind of watership down scary bunny, and in his eyeball, it shows you video of six or seven different symbols.
All right.
And it took me two episodes to figure it out. They are teasing what you are about to see ahead.
So the production value is rather artistic, and you've really got to pay attention
to
what's
going on. It is artistic,
well,
and it is outstanding.
Okay. Mm.
And I said to Johnny 100 times, why would anyone ever own a bar restaurant? Like the level of stress in Bear, which I never watched. I said after the first episode, it was so stressful. It pairs that stress with bar ownership, with mob and gambling and people chasing after you and all that stuff.
So it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Did Johnny stay up till 2:39 last night?
So you know how you do these like negotiations. He was so tired. I said, here's what we'll do. You just lay back, you do you. And I'm going to read for a while. And if I decide to watch one, I'll turn it down. Mm-hmm. So we watched the first one. He falls asleep. It was off to the races. I couldn't stop. I could not stop. And then I was so pumped up at 2:30 and stressed out, I couldn't go to sleep.
What time did you get to bed, Dana?
3:14.
What time did you get up?
9.
Take your medicine today?
Yep.
What time?
1. I'm just, it's like the delay at KCI. Everything just slid about 3 hours in my day because of this thing last night.
3 hours in your day? You go to bed at 8:30. You went to bed last night at 3:30. That is a 7-hour delay.
I'm aware.
Or 6.
I don't even know what I'm saying right now, but I'm telling you, run, do not walk. Black Rabbit is incredible.
7 hour plus.
Dan, I did follow your lead, and I did start Andor season 2 last night. It is very good.
Oh, my God.
We only did one episode. We only did one, but
it's okay. You can pace yourself.
What is your run, do not walk?
It would be Andor season 2 so far on Disney. That's a Star Wars series. You don't care.
I forgot to mention this earlier this week. So Scott said that he was watching the new season of The Morning Show
on Monday. I goofed.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Season 4.
Season 4 hadn't even come out yet.
I was watching season 3. I hadn't seen season 3 yet.
Yesterday.
Do you like it?
The morning show?
Yeah.
You would love it.
I watched the first season.
Yeah, I watched seasons 1 and 2.
Sometimes those things are just a little too close to home.
Yeah, I agree.
You're like, I've been through this. I don't want to watch
it. I hated the newsroom with Jeff Daniels. Everyone else loved it. And I thought, you know, it's kind of like I'm sure if you work in the restaurant industry, you don't think Bear's the greatest thing you've ever seen.
But, you know, like, for example, and this was before I ever got into the business, I loved, and maybe it is why I got into the business, I loved WKRP in Cincinnati. Back in the late 70s, early 80s.
We were also kids.
Venus Flytrap, Johnny Fever. I loved Les Nessman. Mm-hmm. I thought that show was so funny. And then, do you remember the Joe Rogan got his start, I think, in the sitcom News Radio.
Yes. Yeah.
With Phil Hartman.
It was okay.
I thought that was a really funny show.
That was a great one, too.
To this day, you know what I can't stand? They do it in every single movie where there is a gaggle of reporters. In every movie, all of the reporters rush up on someone's lawn and they're shouting out things at the same time to the people trying to get inside the house. And I'm like,
that's not how it happens.
That's not how that works.
Unless it's the biggest paparazzi fueled story out there, because that's what the paparazzi
You
does.
Still can't be on private property.
But it's not local TV reporters, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm not saying I was averse to following someone up their sidewalk from time to time.
Or jumping out of the bush.
Right. There's not 40 people screaming at you on your front doorstep. They would all be arrested. That is actually not legal. That is trespassing.
Do you know what it's like, before Dan and I really got to know each other, to walk out the door at my old office and see her hunched down behind a bush waiting for one of my coworkers to come walking out?
And you go walking by.
You're like, hey, Dana. How you doing?
Hey, Scott.
Just let me know when he's coming out. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I used to say to people, don't make me track you down. I will find you. Just talk with me. I'm going to get it either way.
913-586-7798.
Don't trust that bush.
Hi, Dana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We have a lot of people on social reaching out, and we appreciate that. People stranded all over because of whatever it is that is going on in Dallas and Kansas City with the radar and radio systems down on the towers, for lack of a better explanation, Scott, the towers that clear planes to come into our airspace, the radio systems and radar systems are down.
Right.
It doesn't mean KCI is down, but you have to have that system to say it's okay for you to come on in.
They get everybody in line. So imagine it's a kindergarten class. We got to line everybody up single file so they can walk through the door without hitting each other. So,
and right now we don't have a teacher.
Right.
Correct. And so EJ was flying, was in the middle of this, and was told to do a couple of different things when he was flying about 55 miles southwest of Kansas City. He just wrote, the good thing for little guys like me, because he's in a small plane, is I can cancel my instrument flight plan and continue under visual rules, he writes. The big boys can't do that. The major airliners, Scott, they have to hold, divert, or come up with an entirely different plan, which is why we're seeing people stranded trying to get into Kansas City. They've gone to Omaha. They've gone to St. Louis.
Nashville.
Nashville. Yes. A friend was flying back from San Francisco. They were told it was a power outage. They circled for some time. They were diverted to Omaha. There was one other that mentioned Nashville. Anyway, and the same thing appears to be going on in Dallas. And that is all we know so far.
So Dallas currently, according to Fox 4 in Dallas, this is KDFW television, Dallas currently leads the nation right now in flight delays. It is affecting DFW and Love Field.
And they're working under a system, you guys, right now where they're allowing one plane in, one plane out. Under instrument flying, one in, one out. And so you can imagine.
And that's into the airspace specifically around each airport.
And so keep in mind, this started around, 2 o'clock today? Mm-hmm. The backlog and backup is going to be significant.
You know, I'll be interested to find out if this is just a system failure or if this is a hack, and if there are other airports involved, and this turns out to be a hack. You know, if this turns out to be nationwide, for example, and this is a hack, dare I say this is borderline an act of war.
Well, this is not the first time in the last year. I can't remember when the last issue was, but we had reported on the New Jersey airport losing radar.
It's odd. I will say this, Scott. I would walk that, if it was me, I would walk it back a little bit, only because is it odd that this is happening at Kansas City and Dallas at the same time? Absolutely.
Very bizarre.
But is it also possible that Kansas City and Dallas are under the same antiquated system that Commander Reed also talks about on this program, where he says the infrastructure at our airports is so outdated?
Well, it certainly is at, was it JFK or LaGuardia or Newark?
Oh, God, all of them.
Not too long ago, where people were like, I don't even fly in. And it was also at Reagan, where people were like, I wouldn't even fly into that airport.
It was after the helicopter crash.
Yeah, and Newark went down, and then like two or three others.
Yeah, and people were saying regarding Reagan, I wouldn't even fly into that airport. If I'm going to D.C., I'm flying into Baltimore. And I'll just catch a, you know, rent a car and go into Washington, D.C.
Someone did say in Omaha they were given the option to deplane. So we'll keep our eye on it.
And what, just catch, rent a car and take it back to the city?
Yeah. What's Omaha?
It's 3 hours. Well, the way Commander Reed apparently drives, about an hour and a half. Because he can make it to Minneapolis in 6 hours.
Two, yeah. Here or there.
Yeah.
It's a suggestion.
Yeah.
Coming up after 3:30, there is a new U.S. citizenship test. Would you like to take it?
Yeah, civics? I'm good at civics.
You are?
Just don't ask me geography.
By the way, it is multiple choice.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't even need multiple choice.
You don't need multiple choice?
No.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Is Alaska an island?
No. On all sides except one.
Huh?
Maya goes, it's a peninsula. It's a very large peninsula.
I love that one.
But potentially, I guess it would be, a peninsula. A very large one.
Okay, now to the real question. Sorry.
Give me one.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here's one. These are on the new Benjamin Franklin. I'm going to have to read these to you because you would throw something out that's not on the list. Benjamin Franklin is famous for many things.
Yes.
Name one.
The Farmer's Almanac.
No. See, that's what I meant. That's not one of the options.
Okay.
So he is famous for many things. Name one. Father of the Constitution. First Postmaster General of the United States. Fourth President of the United States. Or President during the War of 1812.
Postmaster General.
That is correct. That is correct.
I'm telling you, I know my civics.
He was a great president, though.
He was a great president.
Seriously. Even I know that.
He was the greatest fourth president the United States has ever had.
Has never had. Yes.
Oh. Okay. We have a couple more. Here's one that I didn't even check as one to offer you. Who was the United States' main rival during the Cold War?
USSR.
The Soviet Union. That is correct. Okay.
Give me another one.
I will be 100.
We're up against the break.
I'm telling you, I'll be 100%, and I don't even need the choices. Unless it's something like Benjamin Franklin. You know why? He was known for so many things.
He was also the ambassador to France.
Yes.
The electricity thing with
it
the kite.
It goes on and on.
Yeah.
The electricity thing with the kite. Nice.
I like old
nice
Benny
summation
boy.
There.
Thank you. 913-586-7798. Don't forget, we will do Festivus Friday coming up at the 5 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. We continue to monitor the issue at airports in the country. KCI is affected. Both of Dallas's airports are affected, where for whatever reason, the approach towers have lost radar and radio. These are the air traffic controllers that ease you into the very airspace that immediately surrounds a major airport. And we're trying to figure out if this is a nationwide issue or if it's exclusive just to Dallas and Kansas City. As we learn more, we will tell you more, of course. Starting next month, green card holders in the United States seeking to become U.S. citizens will be taking a new and longer version of the naturalization test. Okay? It is going to be an oral test. And Dana has agreed to participate in some of these questions. Dana.
Yes.
The words life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are in what founding document?
The Declaration of Independence.
That is correct. How long is a term for a member of the House of Representatives?
Good God. 4 years.
2 years.
Thought that was the Senate.
What?
That's six.
Sorry.
That's okay.
2-6.
You will no longer be an American after this, but...
Sorry. Keep me on.
Okay. How many senators does each state have?
Two.
That is correct. Who appoints federal judges?
The president.
That is correct. What amendment says that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are U.S. citizens?
Ooh, what amendment?
Mm-hmm. I can give you four choices if you prefer.
Yeah, give me four choices on that one.
Is it the 10th, the 14th, the 16th, or the 22nd?
Okay, 10th. 14th was my first thought, and now I'm going with 10th.
It is the 14th.
Should have gone with my first thought.
That is correct.
I've been holding my fingers up the whole time.
No, I'm not looking. I told you blind.
Dwight D. Eisenhower. I'm going to have to read you these options.
Yes.
Dwight D. Eisenhower is famous for many things.
Yes.
Name one. He resigned from the presidency.
No.
He was president during the Great Depression.
No.
A general during World War II, or gave the Gettysburg Address.
Three.
Which is what?
He was a general.
That is correct. Why did the United States enter the Vietnam War?
Oh, God.
Nobody knows.
Do you have 9 hours?
Keep in mind, my dad fought in that one.
God.
Easy killer.
To stop the spread of communism, I think.
That is actually exactly what they wrote here, to stop the spread of communism.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay.
We failed, but didn't win that one. You know, my dad went to his grave saying it was a tie.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, Dad.
I mean, no disrespect to the people who fought.
No, God, no.
I know you mean no disrespect, okay. Nor do I, of course. Name one U.S. military conflict that occurred after September 11th, 2001.
Well, the war in Afghanistan.
Okay. That's not actually on the list, but there is another.
Well, there have been several conflicts.
This is an actual war. There was Afghanistan and there was...
Well, Iraq.
That's correct. The nation's first motto was E Pluribus Unum. What does that mean?
It means...
I can read you the read you the choices.
Is it for the people?
No, it is not.
Give me my choices.
Okay. In God we trust.
No.
Out of many, one.
That's it.
Okay, that is correct. That's it?
That's it?
Wait, it's multiple choice?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can give you a couple others if you want.
I like it. Everyone should know civics.
I agree.
Like, I can even tell you the succession plan. Like, I don't know why I remember certain things from government class. I remember almost all of those things.
There are three branches of government. Why?
For checks and balances. Basically, there's executive, there's legislative, and there is judicial.
Mm-hmm. Name one... I'm going to have to give you the options here.
Okay.
Name one power that is only for the federal government. Hold elections, establish local schools, declare war, issue driver's licenses.
War.
Mm-hmm.
These questions are kind of insulting to
me. Yeah, some of the multiple choice are pretty, like, you should just know some of those things.
Alexander Hamilton is famous for many things.
Mm-hmm.
Name one. He was the second president of the United States, helped establish the first bank of the United States, helped write the Declaration of Independence, or was the U.S. ambassador to France.
I'm going to go with independence.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he established the first bank of the United States.
That's interesting.
I'll double check that one. But he was also the first Treasury Secretary.
Cool.
Okay. Why did the United States enter the Persian Gulf War?
Oh, well, there are many answers to that as well.
By the way, Bank was correct.
Bank!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the Treasury Secretary. Why did the United States enter the Persian Gulf War?
Because Saddam Hussein was a very, very bad man.
Can you be more specific?
And also oil.
Okay. Let me read you the options. I don't...
Wow.
Well, I was going to say, there's a lot of answers to that one, too.
Why did the United States enter the Persian Gulf War? Here are your options. To stop the spread of communism. To retaliate against the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Mm-hmm. To overthrow Saddam Hussein and occupy Iraq.
And take the
oil. Or to... Excuse me. Or to force the Iraqi military from Kuwait.
I'm going to go with C and D.
To overthrow Saddam Hussein and occupy Iraq?
Well, that's what ended up happening, but I think D was the original reason.
That is... D is the original reason. Keep in mind, George H.W. Bush refused to enter Iraq. They thought that that would be a very, very bad idea, and they did not enter Iraq. Although there were some, Schwarzkopf, who wanted them to.
Is he still alive?
That's a great question. I don't know I read his book years ago. Storm and Norman Schwarzkopf. Let me look and see if he is still alive or not. His book was fantastic. No, he died in 2012. December 27th of 2012. He just looked the part. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He looked the part of
you do not mess with that man.
Kick-ass four-star general.
He's the one you want going in.
I'm coming for you. And, man, he just, golly, he looked the part. Just buff, tough, with four big stars on his shoulder. Mm. We have to talk about this singer, David.
Oh, yeah.
They conducted, they being detectives in Los Angeles overnight, a search of his home on Hollywood Hill, in Hollywood Hills, after a dead body of what was then a 15-year-old girl, Celeste Rivas, was found in the frunk of his Tesla.
Last seen at age 13.
When she ran away from home.
Repeating.
Yeah. Found stuffed in a duffel bag and dismembered. Sam has informed me just within the last few minutes that David has canceled his entire tour. He had already canceled a couple of nights, I believe, in Seattle.
That's correct.
If I'm not mistaken. And then was scheduled to do a couple more dates here in the States and then head over to Europe. He has now canceled his entire tour after this young girl's body was found, again, dismembered.
In a duffel bag.
In a duffel bag in the frunk of his Tesla.
And Dana, did you say ran away at 15?
No, 13.
Missing at 13. Yeah.
Missing from age 13. We know they had very similar tattoos on their finger.
That read, shh.
There was an unreleased single track that people were finding and putting online yesterday that includes references to the name Celeste. That is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother reported when she ran off, she had a boyfriend named David. Now, he is either the unluckiest SOB in the history of the world, or he was in fact connected to that child. Either way, his career is over.
And by the way, his biggest song is Romantic Homicide.
When was that song written or released? Do we know?
Well, it's got like 1.4 billion listens, so it's pretty
1.4 billion?
But two things can be true at the same time. You can have a talent and a beautiful voice and also be connected to the disappearance and or death of... I mean, two things can be true always at the same time.
You can be a talented football player and broadcaster and still kill your ex-wife and her friend.
It's now 1.6 billion.
That is accurate.
And it was released in 2022.
Okay. He had posted pictures of him and Celeste to, quote, close friends so that the information that they were dating wasn't public. And they're always sort of hiding their identities, like with the phone. The phone is sort of in the way. Mm-hmm. But she had very beautiful, dark, long, very curly hair.
Yeah.
And the woman, young teenager, pardon me, if that is her in these pictures, it looks just like her.
The only reason I would disagree with you regarding his career being over, and I think the odds are that it is, even if he's innocent of this murder or death, whatever it is, I don't know. There have been a number of musicians who have survived incredible scandal. Michael Jackson.
Not a dead teenager in your car.
But
if, in fact, it is found that he is in any way connected to that, and I will repeat what I've said for the last 2 days, if, in fact, he owned that Tesla, they will know immediately which phones were connected to that Tesla.
Right.
That car is not going to lie. That car is going to tell them exactly who was the last person connected to which cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I suppose you could make the argument that, well, maybe someone stole his phone and then used the phone and then killed her to get into the Tesla.
Right.
It's going to narrow the list of suspects down to 1-3 people that had access to that car.
If you have plans to commit a murder and or dismember a body, Tesla is not the car you want. You want a 1998 Honda Accord.
We would not urge anyone to go car shopping with respect to the homicide they are about to commit.
Or dismemberment.
However, your point is taken. Those cars record everything. Everything. So I can't believe he is involved, I cannot believe he hasn't already been arrested. Or someone else hasn't already been arrested, you just ask the car. The car will tell you.
Not just record everything digitally, but by video as well. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So the brother of Celeste Ribas, in an interview with NBC News, says, and I quote, "I'm just trying to stay positive. I'm just trying to move forward. My mom's grieving really bad. My dad is grieving really bad." And Sam pointed out during the break that Celeste Ribas, who was the teenager whose dismembered body was found in the trunk, whatever you want to call it, of a Tesla that was registered to the singer David, D, the number 4 VID, who just performed in Kansas City, I believe, last week.
Yeah, just days after the body was found.
Mm-hmm. Didn't even bother to stop his tour and go home and figure this out. Kept performing. Well, you need bail money. I get it.
We have said multiple times that Celeste was 15 years old.
That's the point. Thank you. I had a brain fart for a second.
It's okay. Looking at the missing persons report from April of 2024, her birthday is September 7th, 2010.
Which would have been...
She just turned...
She would have turned...
We know the car was abandoned a month ago.
She would have been 14 when she was placed in that car.
My God. Just terrible.
By the way, last seen wearing gray pants, a black sweater, and Hello Kitty sandals.
Wow. From the New York Post, love is priceless, but honeymoons are not. A couple in Britain had a tap and pay wedding reception, foregoing gifts and instead asking their 140 guests for honeymoon money to go directly into their bank. Chris Martin, who is 35, and Tasha White, 33, got married in their hometown of Buckinghamshire before heading off on a romantic trip to Mexico the very next day, and they needed travel cash, and they needed it fast. After 14 years together, the couple, who share a daughter, 7, and son, 3, had no need for the traditional housewarming presents typically found on a newlywed registry. Quoting here from Martin, who makes no bones about it, "Tasha and I already have a house and everything we need. No one needs another 5 toasters. What we really needed and wanted was help making our dream honeymoon in Mexico happen."
Yeah.
So they set up a QR display that read... The sign on the QR display read, "Don't be tight, pay for the flight."
love this. What's wrong?
I love it.
This is great.
Because you know what? If you give someone towels or give someone dishware that they didn't ask for, like, wouldn't you rather them have something they're actually going to use? And that's the honeymoon.
And not to mention, if you do give me something that I already have, it's probably coming with a gift receipt. You know what I'm doing?
Taking it back. What were you going to say, Dan?
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, if you're in your 20s and you're just now setting up a household, the gifts make sense. But if you're older and already established, just cash, please.
Don't be tight. You. Pay for the flight. Quick break for the news. Don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way in 1 hour from now. The airing of the grievances, it is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate, Q39KC.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.